Blog Talk Radio.
Fuck.
I'm just having we have an issue with this Dolly thing. She's not in yet, but what has like the phone got disconnected. So
right now the only computer that is connected to is the one
that like Blog Talk's connected to is the one in the studio. So, but when I try to call back in on the phone, they say that only one can be called in. Direct message. So it could connect with the with like the soundboard. Okay. How do you is that possible to do? Yeah. Okay. So just hit end call on that.
Sports talk. Hey. With Destin Clark.
vandal. Light up the stage and wax a chump like a candle. Damn, crush a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bulls out of kid, don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
So.
I'm on a roll, time to go solo, rolling. Hit my 5.0 with my ragtop down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby, waving just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove, I kept on, pursuing to the next stop. I was 11, I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continued to A1A. Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine. Ready for the chumps on the wall. Because I'm full of eight ball gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells falling on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas, bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked. Police on the scene, you know what I mean? They passed me up, could run it all the dope fiends. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook where my DJ revolving.
Made possible by the following sponsors.
Naper Settlement, where history comes to play, is a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Check out their schedule online. Naper Nights are coming up starting June 19th and 20th, American English, July 24th and 25th, Pink Floyd, and in August, Naper Nights has Mike and Joe, Simply Elton as well. Naperville Alarm is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving Naperville families and businesses for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NapervilleAlarm.com customize a security system to suit your needs. System monitoring starting at $19 per month. Bocconi's, locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Finish up all those peas. They're a small business that is family-owned and operated, and they've won the Small Business of the Year Award in the category of retail. You never know how good it is until you try it. You're in for a real treat, folks. Come visit Bocconi's North for a comfortable dining experience, and you can also see the famous Prado Room, where they host many of their banquets. Check out Bocconi's.com. Sullivan Steakhouse is offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with food, fun cocktails, and live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com, locations in Naperville and in Chicago. All service limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GetLimo.com. Arthur Murray Dance, they didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com and tell them Dolly sent you. Get your first lesson for free.
I said hello.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning in this week for the Dolly McCarthy Show. This is the good show, I like to call it, that airs live every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10:30. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning into the good show, where every week, you know, I bring you good news, good topics, good guests. So we've got a really good guest right here sitting next to me. Hang on for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. And we always bring you at least one good laugh, right? Yeah, a lot of times at my own expense. And I do welcome your calls, so give me a call, especially today. We're giving away gifts, free things. You know, I love to give away free stuff. And I want to hear from you, all of my loyal listeners out there. Do a shout-out to all my listeners on Blog Talk Radio, Slam Internet Radio, Tuiville Radio, 89.9 FM in Chicago, and all our new listeners on WCKG, the voice of DuPage County on Sundays at noon. Hello, everybody. The number to call in is 347-945-7215. Like I said, lots of good guests today, but first, this is the good show. All right, we got to do a couple announcements. I will tell you this. He's sitting right in front of me. I can't help this. A little teaser here. Mayor Pradel, Naperville's longtime mayor, 20 years mayor,
yes.
A record 20 years, five times this guy was reelected four times by a landslide every time. This man is as popular as Santa Claus, let me tell you right now, if not more popular, at least in Naperville anyway. He's in the house. We're so proud to have him. I'm really excited to talk to him. Wrapping up 20 years as mayor of Naperville. So don't go away. You're going to want to listen to this one, that's for sure. You never know what's going to come out of the mayor's mouth. Always good stuff. We're really happy to have them here today. Kristen Daniels is with me this morning also with Turning Point Autism Foundation. Really thrilled to have her here. And we'll be talking to her in just a moment as we wrap up Autism Awareness Month, the month of April. But first, this is the good show. Do you have a passion for doing good in the world? Did you know that 768 million people still drink unsafe water? Lack of clean water and good sanitation is the leading cause of preventable death in the world, and you can help by running for freedom on Saturday, July 11th, in the Rotary Club of Naperville's Freedom 5K Run and 2-mile walk at Freedom Commons. We're raising money to tackle some of the world's most pressing challenges. To register, go to www.rotaryfreedom5k.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Rotary Club of Naperville's Freedom 5K Run and 2-Mile Walk. Join me. I'll be there. Brightside Theater is Naperville's only professional theater performing in the historic downtown Naperville. They are presenting Rodgers and Hammerstein's classical musical, The Sound of Music. Celebrate the 50th anniversary. I can't believe it. 50th of the motion picture by seeing the musical live on stage. A great gift for Mother's Day. Hint, hint, kids. And a wonderful event for the whole family. The Sound of Music plays June 12th through June 28th. For tickets, call 630-637-7469 or visit brightsidetheater.com. They have a Facebook page. Go ahead and like them. And if you call into the show today, I'm giving away free tickets to this performance in June. You can win them. Win them for Mom. Or you can also log on and go on my Facebook page, The Dolly McCarthy Show, or Twitter, at Good Dolly Show. Make a comment or two, and I'll put you in the hat, the Cubs hat. We'll pick your name out, and you can win a free ticket to this great performance, great theater. All right, The Dolly McCarthy Show is also a proud sponsor of the 12th Annual Cuisine for a Cause, a fundraiser for Naperville Cares. Join us, join me this Saturday, April 25th, at Navistar from 6:30 until 10:30, where guests can enjoy samples of signature dishes from over 20 popular Naperville-area restaurants, along with an open bar, wine and beer tasting, live and silent auctions. The entire evening, you can enjoy, for only a ticket price of $100, all of it goes right to Naperville Cares, which is a top-notch, outstanding non-for-profit going on 13 years in Naperville, serving over 800 families last year alone. Their mission is to help local families in financial crisis meet their essential needs by providing emergency financial support and resources. And as I mentioned last week, my family has been a beneficiary of this organization, and I can't say enough good things about it. So please come out this Saturday and support Naperville Cares and all the good things they do. Wear black or white. That's what they're telling us. That's the evening attire, and you can register online now at naperevillecares.org or call 630-369-0200. All right, I promised you great guests today, and I will deliver. My first guest is from Turning Point Autism Foundation. Oh, I got her. Kristen Daniels, are you there?
Hey, good morning.
Oh, fantastic. Kristen Daniels is with Turning Point Autism Foundation. I want to just throw out some things, Kristen, before we start talking. And thank you, by the way, for calling into the show as we wrap up Autism Awareness Month, the month of April.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, so good to have you. And I just can't say enough good things about Turning Point Autism Foundation. Top-notch non-for-profit. They provided me with some startling statistics here. In 2004, one in every 10,000 children was diagnosed with autism, and today that number is a staggering 1 in 68. As instances of autism continue to grow, so too does the need for resources, services, and real-time solutions to the challenges faced by those on the spectrum and their loved ones. So Turning Point Autism Foundation is committed to providing that support. To learn more, to participate in Autism Awareness Month, or put your energies into a great non-for-profit, check out turningpointautismfoundation.org. And as I said before, too, are they still offering those test drives for autism at Chevy of Naperville and other car dealerships, Kristen?
Yeah, the 5th annual Test Drives for Autism campaign lasts all month. So it's nationwide. The majority of our participants are right here in the Naperville area, and there's a large list of them on our website, so you can check it out.
Great. Go to that website, and I know that Chevrolet of Naperville, if you test drive, $20 every test drive goes towards Turning Point Autism Foundation. So go for a nice ride this weekend. The weather's supposed to be better, right? Well, Kristen, you know, we haven't had you on all month, and we've been putting out the staggering statistics that you provided us. So tell us, let's hear from Turning Point. Kristen Daniels here, and Kristen, what is your role over at Turning Point Autism Foundation? What do you do there? And tell us, really, what are the services and the kinds of things that Turning Point is providing to kids and families dealing with autism spectrum?
Sure, absolutely. My official title is Chief Development Officer, so I have the privilege of doing some of the fundraising here at Turning Point to help support the programming and the initiatives and the families that are involved in Turning Point. So it's a great position. I've been on board just shy of 6 months. I couldn't be happier. We've really got some fantastic people in our community and some great support like yourself, Dolly, so thanks for always being there for us.
Oh, you're so welcome. And in 6 months, my goodness, I've talked to you quite a bit. You're doing an outstanding job. That's for sure.
Oh.
They're very lucky to have you.
Thank you. We're definitely keeping busy, but I'm sorry that I couldn't make it into the studio today. It's great that the mayor's there. He's one of our favorites and one of our biggest champions.
Yes, he certainly is. He's a man who's a champion for all these causes. I don't know where he gets the energy. I just don't know.
Us either. We wish he could bottle it. Yes, late last month, the city of Naperville, thanks to Mayor Pradel there, declared Autism Awareness Month. So they provided us with a proclamation recognizing Autism Awareness Month during April in the city of Naperville. And it was fantastic to be able to go to a meeting and get a little bit of airtime and really get the attention that our families and that our kids deserve. So special
Absolutely.
Thanks to the mayor for everything he does for Turning Point, too.
Mayor, did you hear that? He's sitting here so quietly. You could talk in the mic.
Oh, I can talk? Oh, I didn't know that.
You can make a few comments. I'm going to officially...
Thank you.
Don't you just love him? Don't you just love this man? So, Kristen, tell us what are some of the needs that these families and these children with autism, on the autism spectrum, I should say, right? Because there's a very broad spectrum, and they all deserve equal attention. So what are the needs...
Absolutely. Our three biggest priorities right now are education, recreation, and residential opportunities. So here at our North Campus, just off Ogden and Naperville, we have our CN DACE, which provides education for some of the most severely impacted students with autism. And then we also have our Turning Point Career College, which is more vocational training, skills training, real-life hands-on training for students that have aged out of the system at that college age. They get a similar college experience right here on our campus. So it's fantastic. And then we also have a pilot residential program, so housing opportunities available also right here in Naperville. So kind of a hometown focus for right now, but we're very happy to be here. We feel like we're getting a lot of work done.
That's really awesome that you continue to stay with the child through grade school, high school, college, and into their adult years. That's really an agency that's never done something like this before. Are you one of a kind in the country? Are there others like Turning Point? And tell us a little bit about how did you come up with this model? How did they come up with this model and need? Well, obviously, I know it started by the Wolves, right?
Yes, they are. Okay. They are the founding family, if you're familiar with the Wolf Automotive Group here in Naperville. They had a personal connection to the cause, and they were willing to put the time and the energy and the resources into it to really see this come to life. And since then, we've had such great, just completely amazing partners come on board that definitely match the Wolf family in terms of their intensity and their passion for the cause. We've been really very blessed, and you touched on it, but our mission is to assist kids, individuals, and families as they navigate through the lifelong impact of autism. And so it's start to finish, and that is really what makes us unique. I think that there's other autism organizations that are very focused on specific niche markets, and we know what it's like. You know, the best and worst part of my job is that everyone seems to have a personal story these days, and our staff and our leadership team and our board are no different. So we understand those challenges very personally, very firsthand, and we are committed to being partners in the lifelong journey.
Yes, and you mentioned, as you mentioned, the Wolf family. We got to do a shout out to them, because if it wasn't for their passion, their personal story, Turning Point would not have been started. And I can't believe how much this foundation has grown in a short period of time. As Kristen, they invited me to the First Look Auto Show gala,
right?
And that was
right. First Look for Charity in February.
Yes, and Turning Point was one of the 16 charities that was recognized and honored and being one of the beneficiaries of that. That was huge, and they go through some pretty strict standards there. For my listeners that have children with autism that are interested in learning more about Turning Point, can you give them pointers where they can go to learn more? And also for those that want to volunteer or help out in some way, not just financially, but maybe physically get their bodies in there and helping out somehow. But yeah, we can always do the check.
Absolutely. First and foremost, I would send everyone to our new website, and that's www.turningpointautismfoundation.org. Got some great information on there about our initiatives, but then also, as Dolly mentioned, some of our special events. And we're always looking for attendees, but we're always looking for volunteers, too. We've got some great things coming up next week as an autism awareness rally, an open house here at 1500 West Ogden. So we would encourage anyone who would like to attend. It's a completely complimentary event. Come in for a tour, get to know us, get to see our facilities, and get to meet our families. And then this summer, it's jam-packed full of other special events. We've got the Backyard Bash in June, a couple of golf outings. We're a part of the Naperville Marathon Charity Team, which is in November. So there's lots of opportunities and lots of ways to get involved.
Fantastic. Well, Kristen, thank you so much for calling in, and I want you to come in next time.
Absolutely.
I'm waiting for that mugshot too. I'm waiting for that mugshot.
Oh, that's true. I owe you. Absolutely.
Well, you know what? To say hello to Walter Johnson over there, who's the chief over there at Turning Point Autism Foundation. If you want to learn more, check out turningpointautismfoundation.org. And as Kristen said, there is an open house next week. I've never toured the facility. So I'm going to be popping in on that.
Yeah, come on in. Wednesday morning, April 29th from 8 to 9. Join us for breakfast and tours and a balloon release. We'd love to see you.
Oh, love that. Well, thanks for everything you do over there at Turning Point for everybody involved, families and those that are on the spectrum, the autism spectrum. We really appreciate it. It's just so nice to see the progress that's been made and all the good things that you're doing for these families and kids. So keep up the good work.
We're
say hello
to
everybody over there for us.
Thanks
bye,
so much,
Kristen.
Sally. Take care.
Bye-bye.
See
now.
You, Mayor.
All righty. We got to play a quick commercial, Mayor. Mayor Pradle, coming up very, very soon. Hang in there.
Hey, Chicago. Focus on Tomorrow would like to invite you to an event that benefits local education. Focus on Tomorrow's Unplug and Play fundraiser on May 9th supports programs to help keep kids working toward their future. Head on over to Killer Spin House on May 9th at 6 p.m. for food, drinks, and to meet Jisoo Kyi of ABC7's Windy City Live. Visit www.focus-on-tomorrow.org/events for more details. So join us on May 9th, Chicago, and help us stay focused on tomorrow.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manal Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression-free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers. Voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of the annual 360 Spring Ahead Let's Celebrate Mom 10K 5K Kids Obstacle Course. And get this, folks, High Heel Dash on Sunday, May 3rd, starting at 8 a.m., 360 Youth Services provides life-changing services to youth through prevention, education, counseling, and shelter. For more information, visit or register online by going to www.360youthservices.org. Garin Prep High School is hosting the first inaugural Derby Day on Saturday, May 16th at Arlington Racetrack. The gates open at 12 noon. I'm so proud to be this year's MC. Tickets include open bar, two-hour buffet, chef's table. That means that nice little carving station with the beef and the ham. Gotta love that. Derby hats are a must, and there'll be a contest. I heard I'm one of the judges. I don't need any bribes. This is going to be a fun day at the track, and we hope that you will support Garin Prep, their scholarships. Registration is available online. Check out or go to, oh, I'm trying to find that website. Well, garinprep.org. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Or you can contact Tina Lilly at 708-437-4730 or email tlilly@garinprep.org. Hey, this summer, the Dolly McCarthy Show, we're out in Kankakee Valley Park District Barbecue Fest is back July 9th, 10th, and 11th at River Road Park. For $10, guys, you get a carnival, free parking, truck and motorcycle show, beanbag tourney, and a barbecue competition. There's another one I won't be bribed at. There's a picnic area, vendors, Vanilla Ice will be back, Salt and Pepper will be in the house. Lots of great country music on Country Night. You don't want to miss this. Come on out to Kankakee Valley District Barbecue Fest, July 9th, 10th, and 11th. So mark those calendars. The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by the Naperville Park District. They provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life in the Naperville community and beyond. Do you know those golf courses, Springbrook and Naperbrook, are now open? In fact, I will be there swinging a few clubs this Saturday. I'm going to go check out Springbrook this Saturday. beautiful, beautiful golf courses in Naperville. And finally, the Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by the Naperville Trolley and Tours, which has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding.
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show. Here you get ready, go, Dolly, go, while you're dancing with those pretty blue sweatshoes. Yeah, down the dance floor with those pretty blue sweatshoes. Go, Dolly, go.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
Let's roll. It's finally time. Mayor Prittle is in the house. My dear, dear friend. I just love this man. He's been my pal for 20 years. 20 years.
20 years. Oh, my goodness.
And I know it's not long when you consider how many years you've been involved in Naperville. He was officer friendly, one of Naperville's finest. You also served our country in the Marines.
Yes.
And Hoorah. Then became the mayor of Naperville 20 years ago, almost to the month. I'll never forget when I first saw this man. It was in the paper. I saw it in the paper, but I also saw it in the CLTV hallway. We have a framed picture of the mayor in a hot tub after he won election to Naperville. It was a fantastic moment in your life, a fantastic beginning to in Naperville. And here we are. You're retiring. The whole town is kind of in mourning. We're already missing you, Mayor. We're missing you. But we know you're not going away. You're not going anywhere. I think people are going to still be calling you Mayor forever.
Okay.
20 years. My God, record-breaking 20 years.
Wow.
Five elections. The town. Every election. I covered four of them, and every election was a landslide.
Wow.
You really have been so loved, and you will be so missed as mayor. But he's not going anywhere. But we're here today. Mayor's here in the studio, WCKG Studios, and we're going to look back on 20 years. Wow. We don't have that much time to cover 20 years. We're going to try to get some stuff in. We got 2 minutes before we take a break. Don't go away. Mayor's going to be here for a little while. So let's God, should I shut up and we'll hear the mayor talk for once? Mayor Prittle, wow, 20 years. How does it feel now to be hanging up the top hat?
Well, it's mixed emotions. I kind of wish that I could have gone on for a few more years, but it doesn't didn't pan out. So I still will be around and helping the new mayor, Steve Cherko, who I love, and he's going to be a great mayor.
He is. Steve
so
Cherko, uh-huh.
I'm just going to be there to help him if I can and be an assistant in any way. But I don't want to leave Naperville because I have so many good things that I pride myself in, is ribbon cuttings, going to the schools, talking to all the kids. It's kind of neat to be walking downtown and the kids from high school going around the corner, "Hey, mayor!" And I like that because it's a good feeling that we can communicate together.
Yes. Well, you're so well-loved. You really are. And I just adore you and love you, as everybody else in this town. When I say something, it's really the whole town saying it, really. You know, you're right. I think that, but I have to tell you, I don't think it's ever going away. I think you're going to be poor Steve Cherko. I think that when people are, when you walk in a room, they're going to be like, "Mer!" But Steve's a great guy.
Yeah.
And I think he's got a good sense of humor.
He sure
he's got
does.
A good attitude. He's going to definitely get the business of the town done. And he knows that he's following a man that's so, so loved. Not just liked, loved sincerely. I'll never forget a few weeks ago they had a dinner in your honor at Sullivan's Steakhouse.
Yes.
And not a dry eye in the crowd.
Wow.
And just the stories that people tell me and have said to you. Let me ask you this. So, you know, oh, gosh, 20 years, my goodness. Tell me if you can pick out one story, maybe something that just comes to your head. I know there's so many stories, but tell us some of your most favorite moments, precious moments of being mayor in the city of Naperville.
Well, I just enjoy being with people, and I can't really there's so many opportunities that I've had to deal with people, and I've had some fun times and some good times, and And I, you know, the people that I've been able to meet, it's not just the people that are famous that I've been able to rub shoulders with. It's the little kids and the little people that are so precious and so kind, and it just makes you feel so good when you walk along the Riverwalk and you bend down and you talk to the kids that are being pushed in the strollers or whatever. They remember that, mm-hmm. you know. And so Safety Town, I started Safety Town when I was a cop, and that was back in 1977. Ooh, a long time. And so a lot of children have gone through Safety Town, and I just feel like I've had a father, been like a father
yes.
to them. And instead of being like a cop versus the children, I tried to put them under my wing and say, hey, you know, we love you. We just want to make sure that you're safe and that you enjoy life. And so we just try to build that that relationship so that they're really special. And
yeah.
so the kids ask me all kinds of questions like, oh, do you live in a White House? And I do live in a White House, but it's mine. I have to pay for it. Do you have a bodyguard? No, I don't have a bodyguard. I have to just fend for myself. And I, do you have a dog, you know, for to protect you? No. Do you have a driver? Do you have a limo driver? No, I have to drive my car myself. And so all these questions that they kind of relate to the governor or the president, they look up. And in fact, sometimes they'll call me president or they'll call me, you know, the governor, because that's how they relate to that. So I just enjoy those young people because that's our future.
Absolutely. Well, we're talking to Naperville's beloved long-time record-breaking mayor, no other mayor, I think, in at least in the Chicagoland area besides the Daley. The Daleys have been mayor of a town for this long a period of time. And there's no doubt in my mind that if he continued another 4 years, he would have won it by a landslide. Mayor Pradel, we're honored to have him in the studio. I'm honored to have him on the Dolly McCarthy Show. This is the second time you've been on the show. The
mm-hmm.
first time was, I think, last March
yep.
when you declared Dolly McCarthy Day.
Yes,
what an honor
Dolly
that was.
Dolly McCarthy Day.
You know, I have to say, Mayor, you know you've made it. Or what could top it when you're walking down the street and a little kid recognizes you? Who, you know, celebrities are one thing. Yeah, it's nice. But when a little kid says, oh, my God, there's a mayor. I know my children, my five kids, my son is away at college now. But when they look at Naperville, especially when I was talking to Jimmy, you know, he misses Naperville, your name comes up. These kids have all grown up with this wonderful example of a man who's always smiling and positive, sincere and genuine. You know you've made it. You know you could die happy. I could, when a little kid recognizes you on the street and says, oh, my goodness, and they get so excited. So how does that make you feel when the kids all?
It makes me feel wonderful. You know, when I was in Safety Town and I was a police officer, you know, I was looking down at them because they were in first grade or kindergarten, and now some of them come to me and say, hey, do you remember me? I was in Safety Town. And I have to say, no, I don't remember you. I said, I had to look down at you. Now I have to look up to you. And so I said, I'm so proud to know you and be your friend.
And now they're bringing their own kids.
Yes.
Isn't that something?
Right.
1977, when Safety Town was started, those first graduates now are bringing their own children in this year, if not sooner or very soon. So that's got to be an amazing accomplishment or feeling to have been a part of such a great organization like Safety Town, and the Naperville Junior Women's Club does an outstanding job with that. So, Mayor, all right, let's see. I got to ask you some questions here about serving 20 years in Naperville. Let's see. What is the most interesting or the toughest voter decision you've ever had to make on the council? I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions, but let's keep them short. keep them short, Mayor.
The voting decisions, you know, I the toughest part is that you can't please everyone, you know. Either you vote yes or no, and then you get criticism for voting no or yes. Or mm-hmm. You know, so that's one thing I learned, that you can't please everyone. You just have to make your vote for what's best for Naperville, what's best for our young people, and it works out.
Mm-hmm.
It actually does. And after it's all over, people say, well, you know, I really wanted you to vote this way, but you know, I understand because we work as a team on the council. We don't just vote one. And the mayor doesn't run everything, by the way. He's just one vote because people say, why don't you get up there and tell people to do this or do that? They can't do that. This is a democracy, and everybody can vote the way that they want, and they do, but they do it for the best of Naperville. So, you know, I've had some tough ones, but I had to face it as a team, and so it's kind of neat. And there was one where we had Spring Green, and we had demonstrations out there, and they were just – it was about wastewater management and whatever. It's probably the best wastewater management program that we've developed out in that area. So, but while it was going on, it was kind of contentious. And so, you know, I got threats and whatever. But anyway, it's all over. And it's,
yes,
it's wonderful.
That was a tough one. I remember that, covering that. But majority of your 20 years, it looks like, I think that when people look back at the council and your leadership, they see whether they at the time agreed with you or not, they look back and you can't say that this man didn't vote in the Naperville's best interest. And it, you know, look at it, you know, you were a lifelong resident. Weren't you from the South Side, born and raised on the South Side a little bit?
I was born in Hyde Park.
Born in Hyde Park, but then your family came out to
the 53rd Ellis, but my mom was from Mount Greenwood, 113-32 South St. Louis.
Okay, that's where I was thinking, the South Side. So there's a little connection.
Yeah.
So, and then, but how old were you when you came to Naperville, a little farming community?
I was five.
5 years old. So, you know, you look at when you're up there at city council meetings, you know, you're not just some guy that's coming in and going to serve one's interest over another. There's no agenda. There's always been that, well, this man, raised here his whole entire life. And so there's a lot of people that believed in what you brought and what your beliefs were and your take, and you haven't really done wrong. you did a great job, Mayor.
I'm an immigrant son. My father was born in Germany, came over on a boat, came through Ellis Island. He thought the New Yorkers were a little snobby, so when he came to Chicago, they greeted him with open arms and said, Otto, come here. And so he worked on the railroad, in the Rock Island Railroad. That's why we were in Chicago.
Now, you raised three children here, but then you were a foster parent.
Foster parent to three children.
To three children as well. But I have to say, your children are all over the Naperville area. You've been such a great grandfather type of person to my own kids, and I witnessed it to other kids. I think that your legacy lives on as a man who just loved everybody. And even though you're retiring, it's nice to see you're still around and you're going to stay active out there. But you deserve a break, Mayor, a little bit.
Well,
it's going to be nice not having to.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. I'll be able to do some things I've wanted to do.
What are you going
to
do?
Walk around and say hi to everybody, but have coffee at some of the local restaurants. And with the groups, there's all kinds of groups that meet in the morning for coffee, so I can just go from one to another and talk about Naperville and then talk about what we can do to improve it and whatever.
You are the town's biggest cheerleader, that's for sure. Remember a few years back, maybe this was 10 years, my goodness, time has just flown by. Remember when some radio station, we won't name the name, honored you?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody voted you as the hottest mayor.
Yeah.
How did that make you feel, being the hottest mayor?
Well, I'm not the hottest mayor. In fact, I thought, oh, man, they made a poor decision here because I'm so ugly and old. And it moved from not the hottest mayor to the sexiest mayor and all that sort of thing. Everybody kind of embellished on it. So whenever I'd go somewhere and speak, or they would say some new word that here is the sexiest mayor in DuPage County. Well, I'm not. I just had a hard time dealing with that. But
that was too funny. Had a good time. I think that just was, it spoke volumes about how much you're loved in this town. What are some of the things that you will miss about being mayor?
Well, I'll miss so much being involved with the young people. And because I go into the schools and I talk to the kids, and, you know, I'll go to one of the schools like All Saints, and I was there the other day, and I said, All Saints rocks! And the kids, oh, we got to have it! So they put it on a little video, and then I guess they show it when the kids come around that the mayor said that this they rock.
I think the schools are still going to be calling you, so you won't really have to miss it too much.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of people don't know, parents turn down the volume on the radio for this one, but a lot of people don't know, but Mayor has served as, the man with the cheery red nose. Did we say that? And you've done it quietly. I'll never forget one of the first times I met you, and I love telling the story, just a testament to your character and what a special person you are. You didn't even know me, and I called your office, and I said, hey, do you think you could play, the man with the jolly old elf for my kids and the kids in the neighborhood? And you sat there for 3 hours, one kid after another on your lap, never complain. I never had a drink or a sip of anything in that cold garage of mine. And you walked away, you walked back to the car. Thank God none of the kids saw that. I said, the reindeer are around the corner. But, you've done that for 20 years. You've served like that. And you've done, not just as that person, that elf,
actually,
the jolly elf,
40,
but you've done it with, you've
45 years.
Okay, I can't correct it. But you've done that, but my point is, you've done that, and you've done so many other things quietly. And never bragged about the goodness and just being a bright light for everybody. I think that you're just such a great example, and I just can't say, I know the whole town. I want you to know how much we love you, and we're going to miss you, and how you've just made the town so proud. Coming from this town, this little small farming town, to what it is today, you really put Naperville on the map. You know that.
You know, we have a town lighting of the trees and everything.
Yes.
I get to pull the switch. And so I was standing there in my red suit, and a lady standing next to me said, isn't it just like a politician not to be here when he could be pulling the switch? And I was choking because here I was standing next to her, and I got to pull a switch, and I couldn't do that because I didn't want to blow my cool at that, or my cover at that time. So it was so hard for me to say, yeah, I am here.
That is hilarious. So many great memories of you, Mayor. Mayor Pradel, Naperville's beloved mayor, is with us in the studio. Can you stick around? Robbie Gold is coming on, one of my favorite singers. He sings a lot of outside the Cubs, friendly confines in the, I'm drawing a blank. Jeez. Oh, Captain Morgan Club. That's it. He's in the Captain Morgan Club singing. You could see him before every Cubs game. And he's here now. He's going to be singing with us live on the air. The mayor's going to stick around.
Wow.
He brought his holy guitar.
Wow.
I'll have to take a picture of this holy guitar.
That.
He'll be coming up shortly. Just hang in there, everybody. We'll be right back.
Come to Naperville!
Yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
A kiss on the hand, maybe quite continental. Best thing I love too, while I'm still in love.
blind to see. She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That was my pal, my homie, Robbie Gold is in the house. Hey, Robbie.
How's it going?
Good, good. Good to see you,
my
friend.
Thank you for having me.
I see you're here. You brought the holy guitar.
I did.
I have to take a picture of this.
Isn't this pretty cool?
This is a guitar. Robbie, kid from the north side of Chicago, folks, is in the house. One of my favorite singers. He plays at Captain Morgan Club before all the Cubs game. Have you gotten in Wrigley Field yet and sung the national anthem?
I have.
You have?
I've twice.
Oh, my goodness.
I've done it twice.
Twice?
Sorry about that.
I think you sent me the video of that. One of them too.
Was for, like, the Under Armour All-American baseball game, and then one of them was for an actual Cubs game.
Yoo-hoo!
Making baby steps.
All right, we got to get you back in this summer, that's for sure.
For sure.
So a couple weeks ago, I met the Captain Morgan Club. Robbie's like, come see me. This guy, you played for, what, 6 hours straight?
Something like that.
You never stopped. Oh. I saw your dad. He said, Robbie hasn't gotten off the stage.
It feels like it never goes by if I don't take a break.
You just love it.
If I take breaks, yeah. I like to just kind of...
You look like you were having a ball up there, and we just loved your music.
I'm so glad you liked it.
Oh, I love it.
I tried to, like, do a little bit of everything for everyone.
I loved it. And he brought his holy guitar. Folks, you got to see this. So this guitar, how long have you had this guitar? There's a hole in it.
I've had this now for over 12 years.
12 years? Now, this guitar... Someday we'll go to auction for millions of dollars.
I don't know about that. I made no guarantees on that.
Robbie Gold, you know, so how would you describe your music? We just played, by the way, a little bit of Robbie's song. What was the name of that song? You just said
that's Love War 2. It's just like an acoustic demo of it so far.
It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm glad you like that one. I just recorded that 2 months ago with my friend Oscar Salinas in Los Angeles.
So you started... Well, I interrupted you. You were guitar you've had for 13 years. When did you start playing?
I didn't start playing until I was about 7th grade, 8th grade. And I quit because it was too hard. The lessons were confusing. He was teaching me all these scales, and it became like homework. And it was kind of like supposed to be an aversion from homework, something else that was fun.
Yeah.
And then I gave it up for a while, and then I saw the movie That Thing You Do. And I was like, that's what I have to be doing.
Really?
Yeah.
And how long did it take you before you found your voice? I mean, this style of singing that you do is a little bit like John Mayer meets John Mellencamp meets, I mean, it's Robbie Gold. It's your own style, which I've enjoyed, and your fan base keeps growing and growing and growing.
It's going really well over in the Chi-Town.
All right.
People are very good to me in Chicago. I would never want to leave.
Well, we love our Chicago people.
It's the best.
Anybody from Chicago. So I know a lot of people support you, Robbie, and they love the fact that you're from Chicago. You're one of Chicago's very own. And you are one of the hardest working musicians around. You know how I know that? Because you got to look at this holy guitar in front
of
me. There's a hole in front. This man never stops playing. It's like an extension of your body, right?
It's proof of effort, right? And it doesn't stop. I get home and I just keep playing. So
I asked you, how did you find your voice?
It's funny. Like, I think the earliest memories I can have of really belting and projecting and singing confidently was when I saw The Lion King, those movies, and learning all the words. And
really?
Then I would remember, I would sing this, like, play the CD and then play it for my parents and then be like, I know that part. It sounds just like that when I do it. And I could do, like, you know.
Can you play a little Lion King? First of all, you're making me feel very old.
I mean, I feel old talking about that. That's, like, that's old school Disney now.
All right, play a little Lion King. Could you do?
Yeah.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king. No one said do this, no one said be there, no one said stop that, no one said see here, free to run around all day. I've been free to do it my way.
Oh my God, that sounds so romantic.
Really? I don't know if that.
How do you do that?
That's not the intention.
I know, but you have that voice that
I appreciate it.
These women will, you know,
well,
I witnessed
song,
it. These women are like, wow, Robbie, go.
You got to play some lines.
How about
started it all.
A love song, something that you've written that's.
Can I play one right now?
Yeah, sure. Let's
all right,
go.
I can hear that. Got a lot more where that came from. All right, here we go.
And Mayor's going to, Mayor, you got a request too? Mayor Pradle's still here.
Anything?
I'm just awed with listening.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm going to play you.
He's so humble.
I'll play you an original song called. This one's called So Critically Subdued.
Okay.
One. Two,
up into the air. My mind went straight from blurred to clear. My id and super ego had a fight until the death. And I woke up out of breath. Yeah. I closed my eyes, went back to sleep. Saying, praise the Lord, my soul to take. Had a flashback back to knocking. I woke up, but quickly fell back. And then I returned, alright. And it will dawn upon me, a rain so beautifully. Those sights, those sounds, those memories left. Oh.
Woo!
That's just part of it.
Oh, Robbie.
Thank you.
Oh, all right. That's what I'm talking about. Robbie Gold is in the house. RobbieGold.com.
RobbieGoldMusic.com.
RobbieGoldMusic. Don't forget the music.com. He's playing every day, every Cubs game.
Yeah.
At the Captain Morgan
New York
Club.
Post or both.
That's pretty awesome.
I really like it over there.
So tell us, what do you love about this whole process that you're going through? So you're not work. This is work for you.
Oh, yeah.
Every day, in and out. Every time I check in with you, you're
it's
doing some
like
gig.
Something.
Or you're appearing somewhere. Or you're on some radio show somewhere.
I think my life is like a mixture between the wedding singer and maybe something slightly cooler as far as like what I mean. I don't like strive to be on like TV and.
Hey, it wouldn't help. It wouldn't hurt. I should say.
Well, I appreciate that. But like, I mean, I just am happy doing it. Like it's like any other job, like that anyone else is happy out doing. You know, just their craft and.
Yeah, a lot of work for you in Chicago. That's for sure.
Yeah, and
you're in demand.
Kind of snowballs, you know, because you never lose your contacts and.
Yeah.
Always making new ones at the ball games and all sorts. Of
yeah, well, there was a great. I was with you at the Home Bar a couple of months back.
Oh, that was cool.
And that was cool that you were
really
part of this
outside.
Suicide prevention fundraiser there. And Robbie was there, your friend Ryan Shiverini from ABC 7, Windy City Live. What do you call him?
Ryman.
Ryman. Hey, Ryman.
Ryback. I got a bunch of names for him.
Anyway, so, you know, you do a lot of charity events. You're all around Chicago. And so you have, what are your dreams beyond this? Is this, you're living the dream
no,
or are you got?
I mean, this, I don't think you can keep it up that long. I mean, as far as like the longevity of
but
being
you're young.
Yeah,
you're
I
young.
feel like I'm young. Like,
you got at least 30 more years. Hey, Mick Jagger is 75, Mayor? What
right.
is this? Look at Mayor, how old are you now?
Right around there.
Just retiring. You got a long way to go, Robbie Gold, right?
I feel like, you know, one day I may not have my voice anymore. Like, you know, and then I'll regret it if I don't just keep doing this. So,
yeah.
But then when I'm older, I'd like to just, like, sell some songs, have them, like, on Disney movies or whatever it is.
Lion King 5.
Lion King 2, right? By that time, maybe, yeah, Lion King 2K25.
Yeah, there you go. So, so tell us when you taught yourself, and you've got a couple CDs out, or what's
yeah, I have two on iTunes and Spotify that you can just search. The first one's Impact, and then there's Stalling. I think about it.
Oh, I love that song.
That's
which
when I played.
First time you were on my show, we
played.
You played
Stalling. That on the track of it.
Love Stalling.
Cool.
Love all your music.
And then I just finished that Love War 2. That's on SoundCloud.
Okay.
And that's a free app. And there's a lot of like, covers and stuff on there.
Okay.
Do.
That's awesome. Well, Robbie, I just love your voice, and I wanted to share it with my listeners. It's great to have you in the studio.
It's so nice to be here, and the view up here is amazing. I got to think of other reasons to come back here.
Yeah.
And anytime. You're always welcome.
I'm going to leave a guitar pick or a couple of picks over there.
I want a pick. Yes.
Like, I'll be like, you know what? I left all my guitar stuff. I have to come back. So.
That holy guitar, someday, like I said, be at auction.
Or not.
And, you know, and someday I might be able to to bid on it.
I don't know. Well, if you have a couple extra, maybe 20 bucks or 40 bucks laying around, maybe you'll be able to win that
there
auction.
There we go. What's been one of your, I know we're running out of time, what's one of your favorite memories of playing around Chicago?
I think just the national anthem with my guitar, because I did it once without my guitar, which just felt wrong in so many ways. I don't know what to do with my hands, because I'm so used to having my guitar. That was... The first time I did it, I didn't have the guitar, and I was just completely jarred by it. But then the second time, that was just like combining my two favorite things, going to the Cubs games and doing music.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. Cool.
And they're actually
going to
be good
cool.
this year. They are good this year.
Oh, we're going to win it all the way.
I mean,
are we in first place right now?
I mean, we're tied with those Redbirds, I think.
Gotta love a guy who loves the Cubs, right, Mayor?
Great.
We love the Mayor.
Doesn't say
we
much
love
about
the Cubs. We love Robbie Gold. Look at this. It's a love fest going
this is
on.
Awesome.
In the Don McCarthy Show studio at WCKG. Mayor Prado, it's been so great talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything you've done.
Thank you.
In Naperville and all the great memories you've given us.
What a wonderful opportunity to meet Robbie Gold.
Well,
thank you.
Cool.
Yeah. And Robbie, too.
Versa.
The joy and the love you spread with your music. Mayor, do you want to say anything to your massive fan base, even beyond Naperville? Everybody knows the mayor. When I say I'm from Naperville, oh, Mayor Prado. You know, like when I'm in when I was in Europe and I'd say I'm from Chicago, they'd be like, oh, bang, bang, Al Capone. Now you say... Like it's just kind of like that. Naperville. Oh, Mayor Prado. You
well,
have anything you want to say?
I just want to say what a wonderful city we live in. What wonderful people are there. And I just love all of you. And thank you for letting me be the mayor of a beautiful, wonderful town.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you, Mayor, for everything.
Thank you.
And Robbie Gold.
I had a song vibing through my head.
Go.
Thank you for voting me mayor.
Whoa, I like that.
All those years. Thank you. Signing out.
Yeah, well, that's the best message I could give to them.
I kind of fumbled on the lyrics there, but it still worked out.
You did a great job. What a wonderful deal.
I'm doing a little video here. Robbie also recorded something for me when one time we were texting. I said, hey, you got to give me a song. And this is what he sends me.
Uh-oh.
She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
My voice sounds insanely.
You just came up with
that
random tune within like 5 minutes.
I did. Apparently it's been, you know, it's been on my mind, in the back of my mind. I've been wanting to make you a jingle, and it's just,
you were
you
so
asked,
sweet.
I
loved
ready.
It. You're so sweet. Okay, can we do it live? I'm going to record it now. I'm going to record
it. I don't know that I remember it.
Oh, Robbie.
I need to hear it again.
Want me to play it again?
I had a different channel name, didn't I, in the last one?
Did you hear that?
What did I say in the other one?
I'm sorry, what are you asking
me? What channel
about?
Did I say in that one?
I don't know what channel that is.
Did I say the right channel?
She's the greatest gal on the radio. You listen to the Dolly McCarthy
Show.
Can you hear that? Can you hear the music?
I could before.
All right, I'm gonna record you singing it live. I'm going to make him do it again.
The greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah!
Oh, isn't he sweet?
I didn't play it right, but I'll take it.
Robbie Gold, thank you for that. I love it, even though I'm not the greatest gal on the radio. Maybe on WCKG. I'm just kidding. They're killing me. They're going to kill me on the show. Well, it's been so much fun having you both in the studio. God, time flies when you're having fun.
What a great dude.
Check out
Robbie
Gold Music. RobbieGoldMusic.com. I love this man, and I'm sure you do too now listening to him. Check out this holy guitar. I'm going to take a picture of it and send it to you. This is the hardest working man in Chicago right here. You could tell by that guitar.
I don't know
guitar.
About hardest working in Chicago,
yeah.
But maybe of the acoustic, maybe of the acoustic, you know, singing in all sorts of different awkward places. And
keep going, Robbie Gold. You're awesome. Keep doing your thing. And Mayor Prado, we're not saying goodbye. We're just saying... take a break, and we'll see you around town. Is that what they say?
Thanks for listening. We enjoyed being here today.
Thanks, Mayor. You're the best.
Thank you.
That's like the mayor.
I can't beat that.
So long, you know, everybody loves it when they imitate the mayor. They're like,
hey.
Yes, we love the mayor.
Give me that signature sign off.
There we go, and we're ending the show on a good note. You know, I like to tell everybody. You know, I like to tell you what to do. No, but I just love to remind everybody. This is how we end it. Stay positive and be good. Be good to each other. Take care of each other. And thanks so much for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. Please like the show on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at Good Dolly Show. You're all the best. Thanks for listening. Till next week. So long, everybody. Sound like Harry Carey there, didn't I?
I liked it.
Robbie Gold, do you want to do a out, some little jingle out?
I wasn't really knowing what I'd expect today. Sitting with the mayor. And in the show, I'm signing off. These views are great.
Check out that view.
Thanks for listening to the good show, everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
This is the last time this year.
So let me hear you. Good and loud. All right, Gary. A one. A two. A three. Hey! Be out to the floor.